Welcome to Go When God Calls podcast. You're a Christian, especially a young Christian, searching for purpose and direction in your life, then you're in the right place. Join me as we discover the awesome plans that God has for us through inspiring stories and interviews with others who have stepped out in faith. We will learn about the amazing things that can happen when we listen to God's call. So if you're ready to be encouraged and inspired, then let's go. Welcome back to Go When God Calls podcast. I'm Angie Wheeler-Sabia, and I am so glad you are here with me again today. Today, I want to talk to you about embracing the unexpected, because a lot of times we have these great plans and we are going through life, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work out like we thought, and then we kind of get caught off guard. And so today, I just want to touch on this, especially if you're preparing to go to the mission field. Life is so full of challenges, things that you didn't plan for, that we may not be prepared for. Something out of the ordinary happens, even though you made a different plan. I remember when I was a young Christian, I would make a plan, and if it did not go exactly as I planned, I would just sit down and cry. And God took me through this time in my life of learning how to give everything to Him. And He did this before He called me to be a missionary and live in another country, because He knew I was going to be faced with so many challenges and I had to learn how to be flexible. Flexibility is one of the most important things that you can do in your life, I think, for anybody. I really thought when I came to Mozambique that I was going to set up clinics. I was going to use my nursing skills to set up clinics, not just one, but many. It was funny how I wasn't even here for, 3 months, and I was so burnt out from working in the clinic. We had lost like 5 kids in 3 months to malaria and different sicknesses, and I was just struggling. I was working 6 days a week, sometimes 7, with all of the immediate medical needs. I felt like I was putting a band-aid on everything. I wasn't really solving a problem. I took some time off and did hospitality and drove people around. And eventually, I realized what was happening was God had given me a heart for the teenagers, and He was kind of changing directions on me. It wasn't about setting up clinics. He got me here. He knew I had a great skill and I loved helping people. But in those 3 months, I had gotten to know some of the teenagers and found that they just didn't have a hope for the future, that they couldn't answer my simple question of what do you want to be when you grow up? And so in past episodes, I've shared how we started a youth group and started teaching them Jeremiah 29:11 about how God has a plan for our life. But what I'm talking about today is that He actually got me here with this desire to help on the medical front, because He knows how much I love being a nurse, but He actually had something different for me. And I was not really prepared for that. I came with a goal. Remember that my whole thought was, I am going to be here for a year. I am going to then go home and live my life. But God had different plans. I just didn't expect Him to give me a heart for teenagers. I did not expect to adopt children, but God gave me a heart for my children. I adopted them, and I am so proud to be their mother. I'm actually a mother to many, although I did not adopt everyone, because I have a lot of teenagers here in Mozambique who call me mom, and that was unexpected. I was remembering a story as I was writing down notes for this podcast, and you know, you invest in lives and you do your best, and then they grow up and they leave Beacon of Hope. And I remember I was at the mall one day with my daughter, and she was pretty young, but they were having a sale, and I'm standing there waiting for her to purchase her new shirt, and I hear, "Mom! Mom!" And I'm looking around thinking, who in the heck is calling mom? It's in English. And what is going on? And one of my graduates was across the building and he saw me and he was running towards me and he ran up to me and he hugged me and he's speaking to me in English and he's telling me all that's going on in his life and how happy he is and how he's in church, and how he's serving the Lord. And I am so proud. And then I turn around and everybody's standing there staring at us. And I realized what an odd picture that might be for some people because they didn't know us. They didn't know him. They didn't know me. And here I am, this American woman standing in the mall with my daughter and a young man in his 20s who's running across the corridor calling me mom and then just chatting with me in English. We're having this great time. And it literally stopped traffic and everybody just stared at us. God does these things in your life that you may not understand and they're unexpected, but the outcome, the actual end of it all is so much bigger and better than you could have ever imagined. So I want to encourage you that no matter what God uses to get you to go, be flexible and knowing that you're not going to have it all figured out. Make your plan. It may or may not happen exactly as you say or think or plan. I did not plan to live and call Mozambique my second home, but I am now in my 24th year and I love Mozambique. I love the people. I still struggle sometimes with things that come my way. I'm faced with challenges constantly here in Mozambique. I face cultural issues still today, but I know who I am in Jesus. I have adapted in some ways, but I have learned how to be flexible and I've learned how to have faith in God. If you're starting out, if you are getting ready to go, then I want to help you understand that there are going to be unforeseen circumstances, but be prepared for that. And you say, Angie, how do you prepare for that? How do you prepare for the unknown? Well, you're not going to understand what every problem is going to be or what twists and turns. If you haven't learned the language yet, that is going to be one issue. You're going to just feel exhausted and tired because you're trying so hard to communicate. You're going to feel discouraged. And so learn the language if you can. If you're not, practice while you're on the field. But know that this is going to be an area that you're going to struggle and that you're not going to give up. Just know who you are in Jesus, having faith, hearing God's voice, and just having that personal relationship with Jesus, praying, reading the scripture, equipping your mind. Just be determined to never give up. Look at everything as this is a challenge and Satan wants to distract me. He wants to take me off of the goal. He wants to make me get out of the way. He's going to do whatever he can to stop me. I have found that there are three main areas that Satan tries to come at you by: affecting your financial situation, your transportation, your health. Health was a big one for me. I did not foresee getting sick, and I had malaria so many times. I would struggle and I would get discouraged. Emotional issues. Emotionally, this is probably one of my biggest struggles because I have a heart to help these teenagers and I give them the opportunity to build their futures and to learn. And some of them take it and hold on to it and succeed. And others just don't want to put in the work. They don't want to leave home. They don't want to leave family. So they quit before they get started. And that is hard for me. So for example, we had 14 teenagers last year and they went home for school break, which is December, January, and they come back at the end of January. And 13 boys came back and were ready to go. And one did not want to come back. His family wanted him to come back. It was an opportunity for him to go to school and learn so many things. He ran away. They couldn't find him. He just did not want to come back. We gave him a grace period, but once that grace period passed, he went back home. It breaks my heart when they make that choice, but it's hard when their family knows the opportunity that they can get, and it's hard when they choose to not take that opportunity. I take that way harder than I probably should, but as a person who wants to help them succeed in life, I know how hard life is. And so I have to just pray and give it to God, but I'm trying to share with you that the emotional struggle is really a struggle. And so you have to kind of prepare yourself. And when you're in that emotional state, sometimes you have fear and doubts. You know, am I here? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Several years ago, my house was broken into I was really worried about my kids. I remember they were hitting me on my head. All I could do was say Jesus. That's all I could do. But I didn't feel like anything bad was going to happen. Now I can say that was just Jesus and his presence. Anya, she was able to put Peter under bed and she was calling out the window. And so our boys from the Hope House came down here and the guys, there were three of them and they ran off. They had stolen a computer and a hard drive and a cell phone. But I remember that night when our boys camped out in the living room and my kids were in bed with me. They went to sleep and then I fell asleep. And I remember the Lord saying to me, Angie, your hard drive is in the grass. So don't worry. You haven't lost all of your documents. And the next morning, the kids were up before I was. And they ran in the room and jumped on the bed and woke me up and said, hey, Mom, we found your external hard drive out in the grass. And I was like, wow, thank you, God. It was a hard, unexpected thing that happened. And I struggled. I'd lost my computer. I'd lost my cell phone. One night, I remember I woke up. And I was scared. I just started praying. My daughter, Enya, had already said, Mom, I think we need to move to a different house. So I was praying about this. God, am I done? Is it over? Am I finished in Mozambique? And I felt like the Lord said, hey, you know what, Angie? I didn't hear a voice, but in my spirit, you can move to a new house and you can still get attacked. You can move to a new country. You can go back to America. Do you feel like your time here is complete? And I said, well, Lord, is it complete? And he said, you've helped a lot of teenagers. There's still a lot of teenagers to help. And in that moment, I knew that I wasn't finished. I knew that God had called me and I knew God was going to give me the strength, gave me clarity to realize that things happen all the time around the world to good people. How we face it is actually what is going to make us grow and change as not only individuals, but as Christians. And this is something that you may face on the mission field, not being attacked. That was like a weird thing because it just had never happened. And then all of a sudden it happened and it's never been that way again. And I have been here for 23 years. Now I did get dogs and I put up a security wall and I have guards at night. But what made me feel safe was Jesus, realizing that he was in the middle of that situation with me. I want to encourage you not to let the fear make you not go. Like I just said, you can be anywhere around the world and something can happen to you. So don't let fear stop you from answering God's call. And then once you get to the field or once you go and do and serve where God has called you, wherever that's at, don't let the doubt that you're supposed to do this sink in. Sometimes we let doubt because I'm not a scholar. I'm not a theologian. I don't know the Bible like other people. Do not let the doubt of God's call make you stray off because he will equip you. He will guide you. But we've got to know who we are in Jesus. Understand that things are going to happen. And this is something that I wasn't prepared for. I thought I was coming to help others. And I did not realize that God was going to completely change me and give me the confidence I needed and change my own perception of myself and my identity. But, you know, we try to be so perfect sometimes because we want to be liked by others or feel confident in ourselves. And I remember I one day was out doing something in the clinic and one of my teenagers was like, well, you look so pretty today. And I'm like, I didn't put on makeup. I barely brushed my hair and I'm in my scrubs. And they're like, but you're beautiful. And sometimes we ourselves may perceive us one way. But one thing when I came to Africa is I learned what really matters. And it's about the heart and the person you are and what you're there to do and how you teach and communicate with others. So go knowing you've got some skills and you're going to help, but also be prepared that God is going to do something amazing in your own life and let him be flexible enough to let him be open enough to let him change your life and it be better than you could have ever imagined. When we actually know who we are in Christ and we trust his plans, we will have the confidence we need to face the unknown And this is for every Christian in any situation that you're facing. God's plans are always better. And remember Jeremiah 29:11. He tells us that he has a plan for our life, not to harm us, but to help us. Another scripture that I absolutely love that I think I've shared before was Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So know that our plans are okay to be made, but that we actually really want Jesus' plans, and to be flexible and understand that no matter what comes our way, we can take it. We can handle it. There are going to be unexpected things in life, but Jesus is there with us. He will guide us. He will lead us. He will use us when we trust God to help us walk through unexpected circumstances in our life, actually embracing the opportunity to grow in our faith, to grow in our knowledge and in obedience to him, and go when God calls. In this episode, I have talked to you about being ready for the unexpected, being prepared, not necessarily that you'll have all the answers. In missions, the unexpected circumstances that we face sometimes is the actual divine appointment of God and the direction he had planned. I hope this episode has helped you understand a little bit about expectations, our plans, facing the unexpected, and rolling with the punches, and just being flexible, knowing that God's plan is bigger than ours, and he has a plan that is to help us, not to hurt us. As you're planning to step out into God's call on your life, I just wanted to encourage you and help you kind of learn about who you are right now and your identity and your relationship with Jesus, and be strong and know that you can handle anything, because if I can do it, you can do it for sure. In the next few weeks, I will be hosting a Zoom call on Go Missionary Network's Facebook group. The purpose of the call is to discuss the process of starting a missions journey. On this call, I want to talk about the common questions or concerns individuals have about getting started in missions. This is for individuals of all ages. You're a teenager interested in going on a missions trip, or you're the parent of a teenager who is interested in a missions trip. Maybe you're an adult or a young adult. This is for anyone pursuing a missionary path. Stay tuned because you don't want to miss this. Thank you so much for your time and being here with me today. And I hope you will join me next week on another episode of Go When God Calls. Until next time, embrace the journey and be flexible when the unexpected happens, because Jesus has an extraordinary plan for your life. God bless you and have a great day.